didn't know I was going to have to preach today, but the pastor, you know, I had to, you know, find out what's wrong with him. And so I like to, you know, call folks and talk to them. I don't see you, I'll call you. What's going on in the name of the Lord, and, you know, have church anyway. But brother walked in, hallelujah.
Amen.
But I like to make us some kind of banner or something, you know, we can hang up out there where we're at in Hidden Valley, you know, just to keep the spirit of the people high. You know, after a while, things are going to change. Mm-hmm. You know how all these disasters happen, hurricane, earthquake, and something happened. All the big time people, they come in and they show their love. At least they call it love. They call it love. But love don't come and go.
That's right. Love stick around.
Yeah, love don't come and go.
That's right.
Love hangs around.
Uh-huh.
You know, because it knows when the worst time. Oh, it's all right, man. Yeah. It's all right, Brandon.
We got Maui.
With FEMA, Red Cross, Salvation Army, Samaritan something they call themselves.
Yeah.
Whatever they got. I didn't come up with no special name. You know, up there where we at, we didn't have no special name, huh?
Right.
We're just people, huh?
Yes.
People helping people.
That's right. Amen.
You know, no famous name. And after a while, those famous names, they're going to disappear.
Yeah.
A big disaster happens somewhere else, they're going to leave Lake County.
Yeah.
They're going to be gone. Where's FEMA at now? Where's the Red Cross?
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah. You know, in 3 months, the people that lost everything, they're going to feel it. You know, they're happy now. They're not showing it now. But three months from now, they're going to show it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Jesus.
And the other folks going to be gone. They need somebody they can turn to.
That's right.
I don't like temporary love.
No.
Huh?
Temporary love don't work.
Temporary love.
Temporary love doesn't work.
3 weeks love, 4 weeks love.
That's right.
Oh, they're gone. But when they gone by their business, who going to be there for these people?
We have to be there.
We're going to stick it out with them. That's right. Right there in that little park. We're in a little park over there. If you ever drove down there, we just got a little park there. And it's become a meeting place. I could use some of that water y'all got. That water look good. You make that water look real good. Yeah. We're going to be there. You know, people need a friend. A real friend. Not a temporary friend.
Uh-huh.
People need a friend to have love all the time.
Amen.
Yeah, not love that disappears. Some people have love for just for get the glory, you know, get the praise. You know, I did this and I did that. I call them temporary love.
Yeah.
Glorified love.
Yeah.
God ain't studying no glorified love.
Amen.
Huh? He loves you that continue to love. Sure, thank you, Sister Cassie. That's love. She only got me some of that water. I got some now, see?
Yeah. God for the energy.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You said, huh? Yeah. So, you know, I can show you right here in the scriptures here. I got together. Glory helped me. She always helping me. In St. John 15:12-14. Chapter 12. I was gonna say that our little church that we had here, we don't believe in no pressure. You're free here. There's no special, you know, standards that we go by. No pressure. We don't pressure nobody by money and always offering this and tithes and stuff. We don't do that here. We believe in love. You know, do it from your heart. Everything you do, do it from your heart. Thinking that's how we are. You know, we don't have no ushers, you know, running around keeping people in line. We don't do that here. This is a free church and the apostolic belief. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in the baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sin. Hallelujah. We believe that Jesus himself is who?
God.
God himself from where?
From heaven.
Off his what?
Off his throne.
Off his throne. Thank you, Jesus. We believe that God, that Jesus himself did what to human beings?
He died for them.
And then before he died, come out and died, what did he do? Huh? He created us.
Yes.
He's the creator.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't know him as Jesus way back then. But he's the same Jesus, huh? He's the same God that created all the bugs, all the birds, all the trees.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? All the grass that burned up. Huh?
That's right.
It's going to go away. It's going to come back again. That's right.
That's right.
You're talking about Jesus. He did all that.
Amen.
That's
right. Thank you, Jesus, huh? And then he decided to do what after he did all that?
He died and
He became a human.
He came down on earth.
After he made the bugs and
He made man.
Yes, come on now.
We'll get it right.
After he got to making the roaches, I don't know why he made the roaches. Well, I guess they play a part, huh?
They all played a part.
Mosquito, you know, it's some things.
They didn't used to bite.
I got a question in my head. God, what do mosquitoes, flies, you know, why? I guess he had a reason to do the flies.
Everything has a purpose.
I kill many of them, but they keep on showing up. But he did it. I sit down and I think about that. All the stuff that Jesus made. Made a little bitty tiny bug.
Oh yeah,
gnats.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
You get the bug zapper.
He was busy.
Yeah. Amen.
He was a busy God.
Amen.
And he decided after that, well, let me do something a little different. What was that?
Amen.
He made man. The bugs and the flies, they never gave Jesus a headache.
That's right.
But when he made us, we just been a headache.
That's right. He really did.
He's been a headache. Yeah. After being a headache, he came. He did what?
Made woman.
What did he do?
We were.
Don't blame first, it on the woman now.
First, he made Eve, right. And then he gave him a headache when they disobeyed in the garden.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you. After he did all that, then what did he do? Huh? After that, after he made man and put up with man, what did he decide to do?
He destroyed the world.
He did that. Okay, so is this after all that? He
after
came down that, and became a human like us.
He decided to come down and do what?
Become a human being like us.
Why he come down here?
So he could. He loved us.
He loved us.
That's right.
He loved us. We were a headache to him, but he still loved us. Came down to do what to us?
Save us from our sins.
Save us from our sins. Redeem us.
Yes. Redeem us back to him.
Came down to redeem us back to him.
That's right.
He wanted us to be back like who?
Like Adam.
Yeah.
Before he failed.
Adam. Anybody have any more Adams? Mm-hmm. He wanted us to be like Adam.
Yes.
Before he fell.
So he had to make, you know, just like baking a cake.
Yes.
He had to have his own little formula.
That's right.
To get us back like Adam.
Amen.
Yeah, it's a lot to it, but we could learn.
That's right.
Best thing, he came, you know, Jesus came down here and acted all mean and kicking folks around. I'm God. Don't you talk to me like that. He could have did all that.
Yeah.
If he wanted to, but he didn't.
No. He was humble.
He didn't come down. He didn't do that.
No.
He came down low and meek. Huh? He couldn't even get a hotel to live in.
No.
Huh? That's right.
That's right.
He had to be born in a barn.
The Jewish people, they were looking for Jesus, the Messiah, to come down with on his throne,
conquer Rome,
destroy all the enemy and stuff. But that's not the kind of God we worship.
Uh-huh.
We worship a loving, kind God. He got the power to do whatever he want to do.
That's right.
But he loved the love side of himself.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Did y'all understand that?
Yes.
Yes.
The love side.
Yes. Amen.
He came down here and he spent some time with us, you know. I think I would have did that too.
Amen.
Huh? I would have did that too. I want to come down here and see what it feels like to be a human.
Yes.
I'm going to go down there. I'm going to show them how to be good humans.
Yes.
That's what he did. And over here in 15th chapter of St. John, he came. He's such a wonderful God. He came down and he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. You hear that?
What?
Who was Jesus talking about?
Himself.
He was talking about himself.
Yes.
Huh? You got? Do you have a friend on earth today that would lay their life down for you?
No. I don't know.
I think I depend on it.
I wouldn't count on it. I don't think I would have to find out.
I don't know if anybody would lay down their life for me. I would say, for what? What you gonna do that for?
No.
But Jesus did it.
He did it.
Jesus
for
came
his
down here.
He
was in a body just like us.
That's right. Suffered like we did.
And he laid down his life.
Amen.
Huh? For us.
Thank you.
Becoming a sacrifice to redeem us back to him.
Amen.
He did that. And that's a friend.
Amen.
If you don't have no friend, you know, you can always say, I got a one friend.
Amen.
Gloria is my wife.
That's right.
But Jesus is my friend.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I don't have to worry about, you know how friends is. They never there when you need them.
That's a fair weather friend.
Yeah.
When you need a friend, where you at?
A real friend that will be there.
Got all kind of excuses. Huh?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Right.
This is the time I need you. Can't find you now.
Fair weather.
Thank you. You got a friend. You got a friend that coming to some money. Huh? Oh, don't let me get on that now. You get a friend that coming to some money, a lot of money. You don't see him no more.
No.
Oh, no.
It disappeared. Lord have mercy. Huh? The next time you do see him, they be broke. They your friend again.
Yeah.
Hey, you loan me a dollar. Yeah. You don't have $1 million. I ain't seen you in a year.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, that ain't a friend.
Yeah.
Jesus, he's there all the time.
All the time.
24/7, somebody said, huh? He's there.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. You think Jesus not with you when you sleep?
Oh, yes, he is.
He's with you when you sleep.
Yes, he is.
Same time with 5 billion other people.
Yes.
He with them.
Yes.
Huh? That's a friend. Yes. Well, I'm talking about after he laid down his life.
Yes.
Huh? He's still with you. Thank you, Jesus. Do y'all understand that?
Amen.
He said, a friend. Thank you, Jesus. Then what did the next one say? It said, who said that?
Jesus.
Jesus was talking, whatever Jesus said to the disciple, it came down to us.
Amen.
And Jesus said, ye what?
Are my friends.
Ye are my friends. Thank you, Jesus. If ye do whatsoever I command you.
Amen.
Amen.
So some people don't understand why God this and why God that, why Jesus said that. Jesus supposed to have love. But if I was God, I said, why you won't obey my commandments? Why you won't do my commandments?
Yes.
See, they don't get it.
Yes.
Jesus this and Jesus that. Okay. Obey my commandment. Obey my commandment. They wonder. He's not with me.
Mm-hmm.
He's not with me. Why? Why he's not with me?
Say again.
I probably just talking and can't on. People will be wondering why God is not with me.
Oh, okay. All right.
Now, who is God going to be with the most?
The one who believes in him. And obeys his word.
If ye do whatsoever I command you. So who is Jesus going to be with most?
His friend.
His friend.
That's right.
So because of what?
Because they obey his word.
If you obey or do what he told us to do and what not to do.
That's right.
He's going to be with you more.
That's right.
That's why the United States is, you know, we're not having disasters like we should, but you know, way over in the other countries, they're getting bombed all the time.
Right.
I'm getting, people dying and shooting people down.
Catastrophes.
United States is a praying country.
Amen.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
It's a praying
Hallelujah.
country.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank
and
God.
And that's what's keeping things that's that's going to happen, not happening to us right now. Because somebody is living right.
Holding back.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Somebody is living right.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I want to make sure that somebody is who?
Us.
Me. Say me.
Me.
That's right.
Me.
Hallelujah. He got the same blood that he had with Noah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody was living right at that time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Noah was living right.
Amen.
He was an upright man.
Yes.
And that's what God spared 8 people. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't destroy everything. Mm-hmm. See, if he wouldn't destroy everything, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
But somebody was living right.
Yes. Thank God.
Somebody in California is living right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody in New York is living right.
Amen.
Somebody is praying right now. Jesus, listen to him. That's why we haven't had so many disasters.
That's right.
And stuff. The little things we have, you know, it just seems big, but they little.
Amen. Compared to what's happening in the earth,
Yeah, we got a lot of things we could be faced with. Henceforth, I call you not servant. Wait a minute. God Almighty, came from heaven, said what?
Henceforth, I call you not servant.
He ain't treating us like we're some kind of servant to him.
Uh-huh.
But what he said, for the what?
For the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth.
But I what?
I have called you friends.
He was letting them, he was letting the disciples know, I am God from heaven. And I want you to not only obey my commandments, but I want you to be my friend.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, I. The little, is it a little I with the dot? Yeah. When it's a big eye with a dot, what that means?
That's talking about a person, I.
Jesus told Moses a name. What did he call his name?
I am.
I am. Jesus said, I.
Am.
Huh?
I.
What did he
I
say?
I am. It says, but I have called you friends.
Come on now.
For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you.
I'll be messing with y'all, you know, trying to get y'all to preach with me. That's why I'll be doing that, but Ted, I'll be to make sure y'all following me.
All right.
I want to make sure I'm up here preaching by myself.
Yeah.
And y'all sitting down there, and ain't nobody going to go to sleep when I get up.
All right.
Nobody.
Amen.
Thank you. I will call you out. Jesus said,
I
call you
friend.
Friend. Huh?
Yes.
What do you think of a friend?
They're with you there in the tough times as well as the good times.
That's right.
Friend sticks with you.
I know people. I have acquaintance. I know to treat people right.
Right.
But a friend will do what Jesus wants.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
Thank you, G. Over here. In Matthew, I am so tired in my body, but we're gonna go. Jesus came down here, not only called you friend, but he told you exactly what he wants out of us. And we're gonna go to here in the 5th chapter. I'm just gonna read just some of these. I might go all the way down.
Matthew 5 and 3.
When he set them down, he said, blessed are the poor in spirit.
Yes.
For what?
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
I mean, poor in spirit mean humble.
Yes. Contrite.
A humble person.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is what a friend of God would do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
A humble person is a friend of God.
Thank
you. Y'all got
that?
Yes.
Amen. He said, blessed are they that mourn and did what?
For they shall be comforted.
You're going to cry sometime.
Oh, yes.
But you don't have to worry because you got a friend, don't you?
That's right.
That means that friend going to do what to you?
He'll comfort you.
He's going to come to you and comfort you.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, God will comfort you. When he comforts you, you'll know it.
Yes.
You know it's God.
Thank you,
sometimes
Jesus.
God will use a person to come to you. You don't even know this person.
Yes.
And this person come around and say something to you that you know it's God that sent that person, huh?
Amen.
That's why I treat everybody right, because it could be the angel.
That's right.
Came by and spoke to me in the body.
Thank
you, Jesus. So you know you got a friend that would do what to you, but then
comfort you.
Thank you, Jesus. You blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Right.
Come on now. Let's go to the next. Blessed
are the meek.
For they what?
They shall inherit the earth.
Did, you, If you're going to be a friend of God, what you got to be?
Meek.
You got to be a meek person.
Yes.
Huh? Gentle.
Yes.
You will do what?
You will inherit the earth.
Thank you, yes. Jesus. And it went down to what? Which one now? Blessed are they which are hungry and thirst after what?
Righteousness.
For what?
For they shall be filled.
A friend of Jesus will do what?
Hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Come on, man. Sister Cass is with me now. Hunger and thirst after what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. That's a friend of Jesus, huh?
Yes.
He said, if you obey, whatever I tell you, and you obey, I'm your friend.
Yes.
A friend of God will hunger after who?
Righteousness.
Come on now.
Blessed are the merciful.
The merciful.
For they shall obtain mercy.
Well, I tell you what, in these last few weeks, I had to be merciful. Oh, it wasn't easy.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't easy. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy.
I always stick to what would Jesus do? Oh hallelujah. Yes. What would Jesus? I had to ask myself a lot of times, what would Jesus do?
Okay.
Because my faith was tested.
Oh, yes.
I'm telling you, some people test my faith.
Yes.
Some people might understand, why did he do that? Why did he get that person that? Why that person made that? I had to. Because I kept saying, what would Jesus do?
Yes. That's what we have to
do. When I know this person is really a bad person, you know, I'm going, oh Lord, what should I do? You know, I just did what I was supposed to do. Had what on me?
Mercy.
I had mercy because of what?
Because Jesus had mercy on you.
Y'all got me down. Come on now.
Okay.
Jesus is my friend.
For they shall obtain mercy.
And a friend of Jesus is going to do the right thing.
That's
isn't
right.
We're going to do the most humble and loving thing to a person.
All
right. Sometimes, you know, some people could push my button. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah.
I've had those.
I said, Jesus, help me.
Yeah.
Now, these people are something there. They test you.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Blessed are they that what?
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Pure in heart.
For they shall see God.
Did you see that? You hear that?
All right.
Pure. If you're going to be a friend of Jesus, you can't have dirt in your heart.
No, your heart's got to be pure.
You got to ask the Lord to purify my heart, Jesus.
Yes.
That's the only way I'm going to see God, you.
Yes.
The only way you're going to see God, you got to have a pure heart.
Yes.
But we got to pray hard.
Amen.
That's right.
In this world we're living in, I'm telling you, we need some help.
Yes.
That's right.
And then what's the next one? Blessed are what?
Blessed are the peacemakers.
For they what?
Called the children of God.
The children of God. You see all these things that Jesus broke down?
That's right.
If you obey my commandments, this is the commandments. This is what he wants. You know, most people know the Old Testament, commandment.
Right.
But they didn't understand, they didn't do it. Huh?
Yeah.
They recorded back and forth but they didn't do it. So Jesus came down here and told us exactly what to do.
Amen.
Here it is right here.
Amen.
Blessed are they which are what?
Persecuted for righteousness' sake.
For righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of what?
Heaven.
Y'all hear that?
Heaven.
Here it is right here.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. You want to make it to heaven? Here it is right here.
All right.
God sat down and set the people down and told them, look, this is exactly what you need to do. Just listen to me. And the next one said, blessed are ye.
When men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake.
That's why it's good to be quiet when somebody unjustly doing something to you.
Okay.
The best thing for you to do is be quiet.
That's right.
You know, somebody want to argue and stuff over religion.
Yeah.
The best thing to do is just be quiet.
That's right.
When somebody do evil against you and do things against you, just walk away and be quiet.
Yeah.
You know why? The truth gonna come out.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna come out. So don't worry about it, cause you got a what?
You got a friend and Jesus.
And he will do what with your problems?
He will take care of them.
He'll fix them.
That's right.
That's right. When you down and out, what do he do for you?
He lift you up.
And how he lift you up?
He comfort you.
He comfort you. Come on now.
All right.
Amen.
We ain't got no full house, but we here.
That's right.
Just holler at
Jesus.
Lord,
he's a comforter. Hallelujah.
What's the next one?
Rejoice
and be exceeding glad.
For what?
For great is your reward in heaven.
For what?
For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
Ye are the salt of the earth. You're the salt of the earth.
That's right.
You got a friend.
All right.
Capital I.
Thank you, Jesus.
The reason why Jesus used the capital I, because he is the I.
That's right. I am before
he's
Abraham.
He's the
was,
I that
am.
Did the big, what they call it, the big
the
boom.
Big bang.
Big bang.
That was the let there be light.
The big bang. That's right.
Let there be light.
He's the one that did it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We
declared it.
We are worshiping and we are praising a God that could do anything.
Yes.
The Bible said nothing.
Nothing's
it's
impossible.
Impossible for God to do.
Amen.
That's
he can
right.
do everything you need. Anything you need or anything you want, yes. you got to learn what?
To love Jesus and obey his commandments.
You do
and
that.
Be his friend.
You
then
do
you
that.
Be his friend.
Be his friend and what? Anything you want, anything you need, you got
He'll
to learn
take care.
What?
Learn to trust him. Learn to trust him. Believe
y'all
he's
know
the
this.
Lord
y'all know this.
Him.
Just being slow. You know this.
He's gonna take care of it.
Listen to it again.
All right.
Anything you need, anything you want, anything you
ask.
Come on. Ask what?
Ask Jesus.
Yeah, you got to learn how to do what?
Ask him.
In his what?
In his name.
Come on now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to learn to use the name of Jesus.
That's there's power
he gave
in that
us
name.
His name.
He gave us the power.
That's right.
God don't want us to go. God, oh Father,
oh God, oh Father.
He would have came down and told us to do that.
He said,
Father
ask
God,
in my name.
Father God, I know Father God. I mean the whole universe.
Yes.
Huh? Oh God, this
people
God,
like
that.
To call,
he
wants
didn't
to be
come
called
down
by...
in here to tell us to do that.
No.
He came down here to do what?
Tell us to call his name.
He gave us a name.
That's
Amen.
Right. Don't call me.
He, said, call on the name.
He didn't
call
want to be
the
without
name.
A name. We know he's God. We
yeah.
know he's the Almighty.
Yeah.
But he gave us a
God.
Name
yes.
to call him.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Jesus
you,
is his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He had many names in the Old Testament. I am
God is the
Jehovah.
Savior. Jesus is the Savior.
I am the God of Jacob.
Uh-huh.
You know, those names
Yahweh.
He had. But he said he was tired of that.
Uh-huh.
God was tired of giving them those names. So he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to come down there and I'm going to give you a name to call me.
All right. Thank you,
Lord. You get in trouble, what's the first thing you could do?
Call on Jesus.
To the carriage with me, y'all. Y'all don't be moving around the cattle and not paying attention to the cattle.
Jesus.
What did I say to the cattle? Tell them what I said.
When you're in trouble, you call on Jesus.
Call on Jesus.
Amen. Call on his name.
We got a name.
His name is Jesus. That's
that
his saving name.
God.
Jesus.
God wants us to acknowledge him by his name.
That's right.
If you want something quicker done or did or from God, call him by his name.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's personal then.
He said he know his sheep, huh?
And his sheep
he
knows
who's here.
Yes.
Because
thank
they hear
Jesus.
His voice.
You call him by the Lord in the name of Jesus.
All right, there you go.
Use his name.
Amen. Thank
the
you,
devil
Jesus.
Devil is attacking you. You got a friend.
Yes.
Huh? A friend that you could call by what?
Name.
By his name.
When you talk to Jesus, what would you do?
Jesus.
You talking to him like you talking
Jesus.
To
Jesus. Like you call
what's
him?
My name?
Aaron.
Well, what
Aaron.
Jesus, what's God's name?
Jesus.
He
Jesus
wants
Christ.
You to know his name.
That's right.
He came
acknowledging
down
who he is.
Anything you ask him by what?
In my name.
He said.
That's what he said.
That's a friend.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's a friend.
Hallelujah.
A friend that could do anything. All power is in his hand.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I had a little message. I had to put this together and because the pastor, we want to pray for the pastor.
Yes.
Pray that he'd be all right. You know, I saw him limping, but I wasn't sure that what was wrong. But I had to give him a call and spend some time with him and stuff. So I hope he'd be all right. Y'all pray for him, man.
Amen.
Like he needs, you know, sometimes lift stuff.
Yeah.
Lifting stuff, you know, get to you after a while.
Yeah.
And your age, you know, you get can't do that no more. Huh?
I'm sorry to laugh.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Can't do it no more.
No, you can't do that no more. After, you get past 60, that's right here, huh?
Oh, don't miss it.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel it past 40, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that's
past
right.
40, yeah. It started at age 40.
Yeah, it does. Things start to slow down.
Everybody in here pretty much is separate.
Memory
right.
goes.
So that's
thank
good.
God for God.
I'm glad y'all
Jesus
came. I'm glad you came. Kathy.
Thank
you're
you, Jesus.
Here. Anytime you want to.
Thank you.
Yeah, come here and go worship the Lord. You learn how we praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You be in there.
Thank
you.
You
be in there. So,
thank you,
we,
Jesus.
We come here and we freely worship God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But I will let you know that Jesus is God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's the one I pray.
Not everybody knows that.
He's the only God
Hallelujah.
I know. There's only one God, and that's Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
And, I don't say stuff for the top of my head. It's in the Bible. I can
God
show you
there.
In the Bible. And once you understand it, you'll have it on your own.
That's right.
God sent you to us.
Thank you, Jesus.
He did it for a reason.
That's right.
He even sent Mary to us.
Amen.
Just going to take her just a little bit. And he sent a lot of other folks to us.
That's right.
God going to put us together.
Amen.
That's what
thank
we do.
Jesus. He put us together because we're waiting for that what?
Great day. That
a great day when he comes and calls for us to.
Get it on the nail there. Yes,
calls
that's
us
what we're
home.
Waiting for. I want a place where I can wait for the Lord to come.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Last
and,
off.
And that's,
that's
right.
That's my launch date. Whenever it is. I don't know.
Yeah, when that
that's
train comes in, they say, oh, all aboard.
Yeah.
You better not be fooling around over there.
Have
somewhere.
Your ticket.
All
have
aboard.
Your ticket.
Okay. You come out there to catch the train, train is gone.
Yes.
Nah. I want to hear that first trumpet.
When that trump sounds, I want to be out of here.
I'm ready.
I'm
ready to get out of here.
I'm ready to
Jesus.
Leave.
Don't worry. I don't want to look back.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I don't remember none of this. I just want to be up with him.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's good. We're going to go. We're going to be dismissed. Unless
all
anybody
right.
need prayer. Ask you to keep praying, for those that need it.
Yeah.
Especially
our pastor hurt
our
himself
pastor.
Like that. That
yeah,
is serious.
Him again.
Oh, bless
and,
him,
and,
Jesus.
And his wife and the children.
Yes, amen.
So pray for all the other folks
amen.
That could be here. They know they're supposed to be here on Sunday.
Yeah,
but
there are some that are sick. They're really sick.
It's
yeah, I know.
Yes, it's
Carolyn,
I think it's
so we'll pray really hard. I hope if they could, they would be.
Yes.
She is hurting
yeah.
sometimes. She'd be
She's
a lot of pain.
Real bad.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
was in a lot of pain last time I talked to her. So.
Yeah. Made me kind of nervous when she said something about the blood pressure.
Yeah, we got to really pray.
Really
she got.
Keep her
oh, Jesus,
yeah.
watch over her. Keep her over the Lord.
You stand on the table.
Thank you, Jesus.
May love watch.
May the Lord watch.
While we're absent.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent.
One for another.
One for another.
This we do.
This we do.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Until we come back again.
Until we come back again.
Amen.
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 I had to sit there with the recorder because I didn't know if it was going to record everything.
It's all right.
Yeah.
This time it did.